This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is approaching 15,000 lives lost to COVID-19. That total is more than the number of residents who died during World Wars I and II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars. Jill Svensson from Castle Pines lost her mom in December 2020.
I really think they have been forgotten. I feel like we've all moved on.
CPR News found out there's also no reliable figure for the number of Colorado health providers or essential workers who died from the virus. A prominent health advocacy group gave Colorado a mixed bag of grades for its tobacco-related policies. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death and disease in America. It takes the lives of more than 5,000 Coloradans each year, according to the American Lung Association. In an annual report, the group credits Colorado voters for passing a ballot measure in 2020 that raises taxes on tobacco products over time. The group dinged the state after lawmakers failed to pass a bill to end the sale of all flavored tobacco products. In Colorado, 12% of adults smoke and 32% of high school students use tobacco, including vaping products. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy customers could see at least a 15% drop in gas bills in the coming months. The state approved a new natural gas rate adjustment plan from the company on Monday. It comes amid public outcry over rising home energy bills from Xcel and other utilities in the state. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission held another public comment hearing today on energy affordability issues. Right now in Denver, it's 20 degrees and fair. This is CPR News.